Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Coco, welcome to Dubai. Ever since the Grand Slam win in 2023 in the US, has your mindset changed on how you approach the game, or is it still about taking it one match at a time? Or are we starting to think on the larger picture, saying how you define your legacy?
No, I think it's just one match at a time right now. I mean, obviously I want to do great in tennis, but you know, I have a lot of years left in this game, so I think I can't quite look at that. I feel like that's something people would get at the end of their careers. Yeah, so far so good. Looking forward to hopefully having a better week here. And yeah, it didn't take me too long. It was just a, you know, bad day at the office, but you know, I'm not gonna let it define how the rest of this week will go. So yeah, it's definitely like weird conditions. I think the court is faster than it was last year. But, you know, other than that, I mean, sometimes it gets windy here, but it hasn't been, like, incredibly windy like it is in Florida right now. So, other than that, I think it's pretty much the same. And, yeah, it's a little bit, even though, like, they're both kind of in the desert, it's definitely different from Doha. So, especially playing, like, earlier in the day, whereas Doha was, like, mainly at night. So, yeah, I think that's where people get, you know, the conditions kind of hard to transition to. I mean, it definitely can be jarring, not necessarily, like, because I lost first or opening match, is just because I didn't play that well that match. So maybe if I, you know, played better and still lost, it would be different. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I played 12 matches this year, and I would say that was, like, the first, like, really bad, you know, loss that I had even in the semifinals. I didn't play necessarily bad the whole time. So I think it's just keeping that in perspective. I mean, it definitely changes your schedule a little bit, but, you know, for me, I feel like I'm always adjusting to tour life, like, playing more tournaments, because when I was 18 and under, I had the restrictions, and then technically, like, that last year, or the year before last year, was, like, my first full year. So I'm still, like, learning the whole mandatory, like, situation. But it hasn't changed the way, I guess, I approach it, except maybe, like, you know, after Australia, I was thinking maybe not playing Doha, but since it was like a mandatory 1,000, I decided to play. And, you know, I don't base my results off of that decision, but it's definitely different. And I think I'm on the fence of just like waiting and seeing how it goes. There's always already been like a couple pullouts this year, especially like this week in Dubai. So it'll be interesting. I mean, me personally, I think, you know, I think maybe at least missing one or two should be like allowed with the way our sport is, but also at the same time, like I get, you know, the business side of it and the media side of it and how to promote our sport. You want the best players there. So it's just about adapting. At the end of the day, I think players should just make decision what's best for them, and not think about, you know, ranking or any of that. And at the end of the day, it's just up to the individual person to decide what's important to them and adapt from there.
Just on the back of a packed schedule, as you said, how do you keep yourself mentally fit aside from all the strength and conditioning that you do for your body, the physicality of it? How do you keep yourself mentally fit?
Yeah, I think for me, I've noticed that if I do a lot, it's not a lot, but like, you know, if, for example, I lost in Doha and the next day I did like a desert excursion, which is something I would have never done in the past, because I usually like, when I lose, I usually like just dwell on it too long. And I think that could be mentally tolling, like, because you do lose, you know, a lot. You lose more than you win, probably, especially in tennis. So for me, I've been trying to just enjoy the other aspects of life other than tennis. And then just listening to your body and listening to your mind. If you, you know, if you need to feel like you need to miss a tournament, miss it. I mean, for me, I always try to play as much as I can with being, like, healthy. Every week trying to see what are the areas that I could improve on and how I can transfer that into the next week. And I'm usually really trying to use these tournaments, you know, to just continue to improve. I know, like, you know, thousands mean a lot. But I think for me, I need to try to play the way that will make me successful for long term.
Poco, often the question arises about equal pay for both men and women in tennis. What are your take on this?
Yeah, for me, it's just... For me, I think the biggest thing is that, you know, in most sports in the world, people watch the men's game more than the women's. And I think we continue to bring fans. And the problem is also we have to market our women's sports better and market us better. And I think the past couple years, I feel like the marketing for both for women's sports has been invested more in, and therefore there's been more watchability and people watching. So I think if we continue to invest in women's sports, then it will profit, you know, almost the same as the men and garner equal pay. And I'm grateful, like, for us, at least on most tournaments or some tournaments on the tour in the Grand Slams, obviously we have equal pay. And hopefully, you know, tennis can be the leader of that and fiddle down into other sports as well. Honestly, when we practice with guys, a lot of women play baseline games with them, and we win the games sometimes. I play with Chris a couple times. I played with Francis last year, Indian Wells, and you know, I win a couple times. I don't. So baseline games, depending on the guy serving, some of them don't have skin serve, so they can return it. But like baseline games are usually like a good like common ground for us to play.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, thanks for listening to another TSB TalkSport Business Podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to hear the full show, we're live every weekday from 3 to 7pm across the UAE on Talk 100.3.
Or you can listen to us via the Big Fan TV app.